I'm Janet.
And I'm Sage, and we're the Florida Grown Femmes. Welcome to our first podcast.
We love to talk about everything from sex to Starbucks, and we thought maybe y'all did too. So grab a coffee and join us.
We're going to be starting our podcast out with a simple question. Today's question is, do soulmates exist?
Yes, hard yes, they exist.
That's a hard yes for you?
That's a hard yes for me. Soulmates exist. But I don't think soulmates necessarily have to be romantic.
Okay, so also friendship soulmates.
Yeah, but I also, like, I think there's a difference between, like, a best friend and a soulmate friend.
Like, what's the difference?
The difference between, like, a best friend, and, like, they can be the same thing. A best friend and a soulmate mm-hmm. can be the same thing. But the difference between the soulmate relationship is that a best friend could be for a season, like in your life. It can be a couple years, you know, a couple decades, but a soulmate is someone that was meant to be your friend from the beginning and someone that's going to be there from the beginning to the end, whatever that looks like. At least that's me. That's what I believe.
But how do you know, like, when?
How do you know that?
Well, no, like, how do you know, like, when you've made a friend for a season or a friend for, a soulmate lifetime friend?
I'm not sure if there's, like, ooh. So, like, I think we're soulmates. Like, you and I are.
I do, too. Yeah.
Like, I think we're soulmates, but I think that's because there's something that has, we've had a soul bonding moment, but, like, I'm not sure what those moments were. Like, we had, you know, yeah, we were friends when we were younger. So I think there's something when you become friends with someone in, like, those formative years, like high school, college, definitely, and stuff, like, that have a little bit deeper impact in your life. But I think that, you know, I've had relationships also from college and high school that aren't as close as ours and stuff. I think ours, that soulmate part comes from, like, a deep soul connection, that there are things that are just going to bond you, that you just know, maybe you don't know, like, intellectually why, but, like, you can feel it in your spirit.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. I agree with that feeling in your spirit that you're, like, connected to another person.
Yeah. How do you think you know when you, like, know it's a soulmate?
Well, that's a good question. And I think for me, it has a lot of, there is, like, I think an unexplainable spirit connection. But I think if a person, an individual, isn't also making choices to, like, invest in that, then, like, it needs more than just, like, that spirit connection. You know, for example, like, you and I have remained such good friends, even though I live overseas, because we make the choice to communicate, to talk, to be invested in each other's lives. And so I do think, like, there's also choice in that. Like, our actions make it possible that we remain soulmates. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and that makes sense. I think you also bring up something that, for our audience, let's mention real quick, that Sage is actually in Germany, and I, Janet, in Florida. And the reason that Florida Grown Femmes is part of our title is because we're from Florida. And
that's right.
I think all of our other Floridians that listen and stuff, you know, we're just a little bit different. Like, we're not just
special.
Yeah, you know, yeah, we're a little bit different. And so we felt like Florida Grown Femmes really covers a little bit of our personalities, but also a little bit, it explains our point of views on topics that will be coming up later on in future podcasts and stuff. So I think I just wanted to touch on that because you gave a perfect little like segue into who we are. But I just want to touch on that. That's a little bit where our name came from, Florida Grown Femmes. We're just a little, yes. We're Florida girls. We're Florida girls.
And you can leave Florida, but you can never get rid of Florida out of you. I am a testament to this. Okay, I've been abroad 8 years now, and I am still a Florida girl through and through. Okay, so next thought I have for you, Janet. Do you think, or who do you think is orchestrating soulmates? Like, do you think that there's a divine being, God, the universe, who picks soulmates out, or what?
Yeah, you know what? Like, yeah, I have to believe that there is a creator in this that has this in mind, because first off, like, I think had I known in high school that we were going to be like soulmate, that you were my soulmate, that we were going to be best friends forever, like, I don't know if I had known if that would have scared me, if I would have like run away from that, but there was something where I was like, yeah, let's be friends. I forgot where I was going with this. What was the topic again?
Is there like a divine being, God,
yeah,
who orchestrates that?
Right. So I believe that, to go back to, like, I do feel like there was something that made me want to be friends. Like, I knew like we needed to be friends in high school and college and stuff. And I think that, you know, we talked about that spirit, like, you don't know why, but that spirit movement, like, I think that comes from God. And I think that, you know, I don't know how we have free will, like, and there's always kind of like this thing that goes back and forth with free will and God's will over our lives. But, you know, I think that God has a plan over every part of our life. So how is it not possible that he has these relationships in mind for us as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Totally. I think it's hard for me to, like, that's an aspect I wrestle with, of like, does God orchestrate these type of relationships? Mm-hmm. Because I have had some situations where I had to ask myself, you know, was that God orchestrating something or not? And yeah, just like a personal story. Now, this story, you could say, is it a story about friendship soulmates or is it a story about romantic soulmates? That was exactly the question. Stories that were meant to be.
Like, some stories just have to happen.
Right. Okay. So my family was going to a church when I was like between 9 and 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was just learning about who God was.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, in the church, they're talking about, you know, pursuing God's will, being obedient, you know, just good old church topics. And those same people, you know, people I considered mentors, people I looked up to,
mm-hmm.
they told me and the pastor's son that we were like meant to be, we were going to get married one day.
Why do you think that was? Why do you think they were like, oh, those two?
I think it's because him and I were and still are great friends. I think we click, you know,
they saw the soulmate connection.
Yeah. And it was also a really small church. So it wasn't like there were many options, but like,
there's only so really many things to talk about. Let's talk about this future wedding. Why?
And I think the reason, like, just on a serious note for a second, why I struggle with that is because at that age, it was really hard for me to pull apart maybe people joking even about that. And them being serious though about God having a plan and a will for my life. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like, if this person is saying God has a plan for your life and a will for your life, and they're also telling you, you have to marry this person. I mean, between the ages of 9 and 12, or
yeah, it's even a little into formative. Really,
yeah, that's
makes an impression on you.
I felt trapped, honestly. And I hate to say that, because I'm, you know, maybe some of the people will be listening, but it's the truth. And it took me until college to accept the fact that in a romantic relationship, I had ultimate choice.
Yeah.
Well, so I think for me,
so did you, let's go back a little bit for the audience and mm-hmm, stuff. So mm-hmm. The church was like, they're destined. And then
yeah.
15 years later,
yeah,
you guys decided to date. And I remember that moment. Like, it was everybody of all the friends was like, the stars are aligning, guys. It's finally happening.
Yeah, it was a, it was a, it was a, it, we already had Facebook by then. Yeah. And it was a spectacle. You know, there were people, because our lives had overlapped in several different circles. I mean, where we come from is quite small. Yeah. So there were people just in shock left and right saying like, oh, it's about time, blah, 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 blah.
And
but
how at long the did, end, but like, dated, also it didn't, like, let's talk about it. So then how long did that relationship last?
We dated about 5 months, maybe.
Yeah.
Long distance. Yeah. And I think both of us can say pretty clearly that it wasn't the best relationship we had been in. And
so it wasn't
out of that, it was not what it was hyped up to be. And after that, we came out of that going, oh no, we're friends, like soulmate, but friends, you know, we are best friend friends, like keyword on the friends. And, you know, people always ask me though, am I glad that I tried it?
Yeah.
You know? And I think yes. I think yes. But it was good to just know, wait a second, this isn't working. We have a choice. We can be friends and we don't have to be in, like, that soulmate doesn't have to be romantic necessarily, or that best friendship doesn't have to be romantic.
Yeah. Yeah. The relationship was better when you guys were friends.
It was. It is still. We're both happily married to different people now. So it's
it all worked out.
It's in the past. We're still great friends. And I don't think it's either one of our faults that there was such a heavy influence in our lives in that direction. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it wasn't any of our faults. Like, we matured out of that. We've grown. We're, again, like I said, in very loving, two different loving marriages. But that did affect my life. It, you know, did. The idea of feeling like something is like willed.
Predestined. Like, because, yeah, you kind of touched on that a little bit about how you actually had control. Like you said, like, that's, you right, felt like there was no control in the relationship, and that wasn't necessary. That wasn't the person putting that on you. It was the,
I mean, it was my age too.
Yeah. It was the expectation of that everybody had now that, all right, you guys are together and this is it. You guys are going to get married and have 7 kids and start all this and you're done now.
And I mean, I felt bad. You know, for his mom. You know, we still have a nice relationship, a nice friendship I have with his mom. You know, and you don't want to hurt families like that either. But you can't stay in a relationship. Anyways, I'm getting off topic here. You can't stay in a relationship that, you know what I mean, just for somebody's parents. That's obviously not a thing.
Right. Again,
but yeah. So I think for me.
Like, the outside influences were really powerful at that time. And you guys came out of it realizing that's, you didn't have to listen to those influences.
And so I think for me, it's like, when I look at other people who are maybe feeling like there's a soulmate situation, but they're in an abusive relationship, you know, or something like that.
Right.
It's like, well, you still have a choice. And, you know,
oh, that's an interesting thing. Yeah. Soulmates be toxic, because so that's the thing too. People say that like they're my soulmate. And so we've kind of touched on it now. So we talked about how like there are soulmate connections that are clearly that are seen from, you know, people early on said that you two had a connection. And I think they just saw the soulmate friendship connection.
Definitely.
And then same thing with, you know, so we touched on like friendship, soulmate connection, that's strong for us and people can see that connection. But it's also positive, you know, like soulmate friendships are like, our relationship is positive, even
that's right.
Like the friendship with the guy and stuff, it's a positive relationship. It's not something that, you know, I think that's one of the things with God and stuff and why, you know, why it's a good thing is soulmates are not supposed to be the thing that drags you down. It's not supposed to feel like you're desperate. And I think you touched on, like, there is that abusive relationships. We hear that a lot where they don't want to leave because this is my soulmate. This is my person. Mm-hmm. So maybe we should talk a little bit about, like, what is a romantic soulmate? How do you know if that is real, if that is a thing? And should you be marrying your soulmate? Is that what you're looking mm-hmm. for?
That's a great, like, Janet, you're raising some great questions. should you marry your soulmate? Here's my thing about that. Okay. So, and which is why I am like the person who's saying we get to choose our soulmates.
Yeah.
And so for me, I do feel, for example, my husband, Timon, I feel that I chose him as my soulmate. Okay. I can get to explain that later. But the reason why that choice is so important to me is because what happens if you feel that, like, God orchestrated a soulmate, you're married, and then you go through a tough time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're having some arguments, you're having trouble in the bedroom, whatever. Are you going to go back to God and be like, I thought this was my soulmate. Why is everything not perfect? Why is everything not peachy? Why is everything not working out? And I'm not talking about abuse. I'm just talking about, like, regular relational hiccups, you know? And so yeah. I mean,
soulmate doesn't mean perfection though. So that's there too. It's like, doesn't mean that. No,
but could it put a question in your mind?
Yeah.
That maybe you chose the wrong soulmate. If God is the one, like, seen to be orchestrating that. And if, because some people believe that there's only one, there's like a person out there for you. That's it. Yeah. If you get it wrong, you get it wrong. And so my thing is, like, it could cause doubt, and it could cause the other thing we talked about, which is like staying in an abusive relationship. You know, so that's for me why it's like, no, choice has to be for me the number one aspect of that. And I will say, just on to be on a positive note, I definitely do believe I chose my soulmate. And I tell Timon all the time, though, that he's the rock to my waves.
Mm-hmm.
He's the steadfast, the calm, and I am the creative, spontaneous, you know, like, a person in the relationship. But we make that choice every day that to be each other's soulmates, you know, to do the work.
That's interesting to me because, like, is that you're choosing your husband, or is that, and you're choosing your partner? Like, but I think there's a difference between, I think it's interesting because I'm saying there isn't a choice. Like, there is your soulmate, and yeah, you and I, we're soulmate friendships, and we could walk away anytime. There is that choice. You could walk away and stuff, and you can walk right. away from that. Mm-hmm. But I think it's interesting that you're saying, I'm choosing you to be my soulmate, when I'm saying it's pre-chosen for us. So I.
Yeah, but by who? That's my problem.
I think some things, like, I don't, like, so to go to, there are some relationships that are predestined. Mm-hmm. Like, our friendships or whatever, like, our friendship is predestined, but my future husband, I don't know if he's going to be my another soulmate or just my person that I want to spend my life with. Like,
yeah, that's
either one, it's still a choice to be with them every day. Love is a choice every single day. Like,
right.
soulmates, non-soulmates doesn't give you an upper edge or whatever. It just, well, maybe soulmate's giving up for edge, but you still have to make the choice every day to be that everything that you described, to love him, to be faithful, to be kind, to be mm-hmm. that, like, that. I'm like, I'm choosing you to be my husband and you're choosing me to be your wife. That's kind of how I was hearing it, but you're saying that is a soulmate.
Well, I guess my thing is that because I don't know. So I do have part of an analytical brain. And the thing is like, I don't know. Nobody can say for sure that person, like, you know, you and I have labeled that as a soulmate. We both agree that you and I are soulmates, but it's like, since I can't label it for sure. And when people hear the story of how we met and how we got together, they're always like, oh my God, it was destiny, you know?
Yeah.
and that might be true. But for me, it's like, within the marriage relationship, I have to focus on what keeps us together, and that's choice.
Yeah.
And for me, like, putting soulmate on top of it is kind of like the cherry on top of a really nice sundae, you know? Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, I don't want to have doubts about you know, who I'm with based off of like, if God made that choice and like, did I choose the wrong person? That's right. What, that's like kind of like the thought. I don't like, I don't need to deal with that,
you know? And that's why I focus on, choice.
And I would just say like, when I compare the two relationships, the one where I felt like, you know, God said, because Christians were saying, and this one where maybe God orchestrated it, but I've made a choice. I can tell you which relationship is working out better. You know? And so I think if, you know, if I look at it that way, it's, yeah, you know, I don't know if God is orchestrating soulmates or not.
Well, I guess the question is God orchestrating relationships then? Is God orchestrating marriages? Is God orchestrating boyfriend, girlfriends? Like, and that is the question, is what is God orchestrating in our lives? And so I think there, what you told me once about this metaphor about there's,
oh Lord, what did I say?
What was it? A carousel. There's like, you have, there's a carousel that you walk up to a carousel. And uh-huh. There are all of these options. You can go on the zebra, you can go on the bench, uh-huh. like you can go on the lion. You can choose either one, and both are going to get you to the same spot. You uh-huh. just might enjoy the ride more in one of them. And so you
can- That sounded like a really elaborate sex joke. Like if you think about it too hard, no, like don't think about that too hard.
Ride the one into-
I mean, Janet, please. There might be kids listening to this, okay?
I'm not there on those topics yet, guys.
18 plus, 18 plus.
but that stuck with me because it's like, you can make, mm-hmm. you can choose somebody and be like, that's your person, and like marry them, and it can suck. It cannot be the right person. But mm-hmm. you can make it work. Like you can, yes, like
we have known people to do that.
Yes. Like, I mean, I think a lot of relationships that end, like the long ones and stuff, people will tell you, it's like, yeah, we knew like halfway through it wasn't going to work, but we just kept going.
Oh,
you know, like, and yeah, that is the truth in a lot of those things. And you make it work. I think God, like if you get married and stuff and like you're a Christian and you believe that, and I think God kind of ordains your marriage and he'll help you to make it work and stuff. But I also believe there's a choice there where,
yeah,
I believe in divorce, AKA, like I do believe in divorce. I do believe that you have the option of free will and deciding that like, oh shit, this isn't working and I need to be a better person and stuff. But that's a long way to say that I think you, as far as like God orchestrating, I do think if you are patient enough, like God will give you a sign on like who to go with. At least I'm hoping so personally as a single woman right now that's out of a relationship. Like I'm hoping that the next, like my future husband, there's a freaking sign that God's like, this one. Like, but maybe in a year from now I'm gonna be saying it's full of shit. Like I don't know.
Okay. In that thought, then, how did I know Timon was the one for me?
Right.
That was spiritual. That was not with words explainable. I mean, I obviously thought he was hot AF. Okay. Right. But I still do. But there was something beyond that from the beginning. There was a reason we were always together, always talking. There's a reason we stayed connected, even though we started our friendship off also long distance before we started dating. And it was, and I've told other people this too, that there's a deeper sense of spiritual connection. I'm not talking about religion or anything like that. I'm talking about something that you feel, but you can't explain. And that is there. And I hope that whether or not they're like God has specifically chosen one person for you and orchestrates that, I do hope for you and anybody else who's out there looking for a partner that you have that spiritual connection that you can't explain. I hope for that, you know, because that is something really special. And I guess I should start asking other couples if they feel that, because I've not actually done any, you know, sage research on that.
Well, you know, we're also both, I think something to touch on is like, we're both Christians and we are both saying that there's a spiritual connection to this. And in one thing I wonder too, is maybe we should have done a little bit more research and ask, like, as far for people who don't follow mm-hmm. Christ, who maybe are atheists or whatever, like, how do you define your soulmates? If it's not is it all considered a spiritual connection? Are we all feeling something in our spirit that is universal? Mm-hmm. Is that what is all, like, that's why soulmates has like been the thought of time. We mm-hmm. still talk about it and stuff because it's so universal. No matter what, it's something that moves in our spirit. Is something I'm thinking about, is that like our point of view is coming from one point of view, and of then course. But there is, no matter what, this thing that we're connecting on as humans, is there's something deeper within us, like our souls that are feeling mm-hmm. moved when we're with the right person, whatever that looks like.
We'll have to ask, like, if you're listening to this and you're of a faith that's non-Christian, whether it's, you know, atheist or otherwise, drop us a comment. We'd love to hear.
Yeah, let us know what you're thinking
about that. I do know, just for example, so just some thought, because I spent some time in Bangladesh and talked with a lot of students at a university. And so Islam has this idea of like Allah wills it. So basically, like, nothing happens outside of his jurisdiction, basically.
Yeah.
They also still practice in arranged marriages. And what I thought that was really interesting was, at the university, though, there's like a blossoming of what they called love marriages, which is like people who basically found their soulmate on their own, whether or not their parents were in agreement, I don't know. But I think that there is something, that attracts people naturally. And I don't just think it's looks and personality. So that's just like a thought from a different like cultural perspective. But no, I think we're onto something good here. Thought I have about that is, if we have or haven't been influenced by the like romantic media in that. So like, have people always thought about soulmates, or has media also influenced that? You know, I'm thinking about movies like The Notebook, for example. Again, one that I struggle with, because in the beginning, their relationship is quite, people say passionate. I'm going with something. I might be using a different word, maybe abusive. I don't know. And they end up together in the end, right? Everybody loves it. Everybody feels so connected, like emotional about that, you know? And I feel like, doesn't she like get engaged to another guy though? And she's like about to get married. And I always feel bad for, like, because these movies, they have like the same kind of plot.
But that's like the whole thing. Let's you're bringing up a very good point, because she had like,
can I just say that, but I feel bad for him.
I know, he was a fine dude. Like, that's the whole thing. There are things where it's like, on paper, they're great, but I'm feeling this dude more. And that's the other hard part too, is like, you can intellectualize a relationship and like, there's a lot of good things on this. Like, I should be grateful for what I have right now. It could be worse. Like, he does A, B, C. I wish he did D, E, and F, but I'll take the three, you know, like you can rationalize a lot of that and stuff.
So for me, the thing is like, clearly the movie wants us to vote for Noah. Okay. Yeah. But think about it in like a real life situation where that guy and her, what was her name in the movie?
Allie
and this poor guy are engaged. He's not abusive. He's financially responsible. He clearly loves her and wants to commit his life to her. Okay. He seems like a nice guy. And I feel like the romance industry has just told us like, well, but if you stick with him, maybe you're going to miss out
on what could have been with Noah.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I don't know, but I don't like this. I don't like always living with this question, you know? I don't like it. That's why I just throw it out.
Well, that's the whole point with it and stuff is like, do you go with what's good on paper or do you follow your heart? And like that's I feel like that's with the Notebook and stuff where that everybody falls in love with. It's like, yeah, follow your heart. Like go for the big passionate like first love. But that also, as far as like first love go, that more messed me up with the Notebook than anything else, was thinking that your first love was the most magical, powerful force of all time. And that like also whoever you lost your virginity to, that was going to be the biggest, boldest, like that's a big ass decision. Like those two things, hopefully they're the same person, but like it gets a lot of pressure. Like I felt like if I didn't find the right first love, like I was setting myself up for failure. Like I was like not gonna be lovable if I didn't find the right first love. You know, I don't know, but that was something with the Notebook where I felt like, you know, I put a lot of pressure on myself in high school to find my Noah, to find that person that was giving me all these sparks and stuff versus like,
yeah, tell us about,
do they value me? Like are they good enough for me? Like
tell us about that.
Okay. So, oh God, this true. So like your best friends, man, they know everything about you.
Yeah. So, do not do a podcast with your best friend if you don't want questions like this.
So, you know, for, I'm going to call him A, so for reference, if I, for the rest of this, you know, I don't think my story is necessarily unique. I think a lot of women, girls kind of went through what I did, where, you know, all I knew about soulmates, all I knew about love at like 15, 16, 14 high school, those really early years, was that it was this amazing connection. Like, and that's how you knew you found your person, was that it was this amazing connection and that that's what your sign was. And so when I, you know, had my first connection, I threw everything into that. You know, A was that typical high school boy that, you know, thank you, Avril Lavigne, looked like a nice little skater boy. Like I was obsessed
he did. He really
with that.
Did.
Like, oh God, even now he still kind of has that skater boy vibe. And like, I was so into that. But what A did was, you know, I felt we had a connection. Like we had this, he made me feel special. I made him feel special. Like we had a connection and it didn't matter what anybody else told me or what everybody else was saying, because they didn't feel what I was feeling. And so I poured everything into him. I wanted him to be mine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what you know, what the viewers don't know is that we had this amazing, quote unquote, amazing connection, but we never dated officially. You know, we never became boyfriend and girlfriend because he already had a girlfriend. And he continued to have girlfriends, you know, up until college and stuff, until I finally like let go. You know, I went from like 15 sophomore in high school to pursuing this dude until college because we had this connection. And I never once thought to think about what else goes into what a soulmate is. Like, yeah, a soulmate has a connection. Of course, like if your person, like your future spouse, soulmate thing, there's gonna be a connection bar none. Yeah, you're gonna be attracted to them. I didn't think about anything else. I just thought about that connection. And
what, you know, never, I just am hearing you say without saying is that with him, there was a connection and there was no commitment. There was a lot of talk. There was a lot of talk. There was a lot of things that he said that made you believe even in the future there would be a connection. A commitment. Never came to fruition. Never.
Yeah, like I remember, for those of you who are local and stuff, that like I remember him sitting me down at GT Bray at the stage.
And, like, oh God.
Meet up, you know, oh God. And like him sitting me down and being like, you know, I've really thought about this. Like, I think we're going to end up together. I want to be with you. I thought about how I'm going to propose to you in this park one day, and like went through this proposal. And then he's like, I
can't
just
see
know
me we're rolling my eyes.
And then 2 days later, him being like, you know, I know we're going to end up together, so I'm going to go try it with this girl right now. And then, you know, we'll reconvene basically. And I still stayed along because we had that connection. We were going to end up together in the end. So why did it matter in the beginning if it was messy? You know, I didn't think about the respect that that a partner deserves. I didn't think about the trust, the commitment. I just thought everybody's talked about these great love stories and I wanted that. You know, I didn't, you know, what's almost as powerful as being in love is wanting to be in love.
Yeah.
And
probably more powerful.
More about like, I wanted that. I knew that he would like, I wanted him. So I didn't know why he didn't want to be with me. You know, I wanted that. Like, why wasn't I good enough? And so I just kept waiting for that to happen, for him to realize that I was everything he needed, instead of me actually looking at him being like, is he everything I need?
Yeah.
Like, and that didn't matter. Like, I wasn't thinking about what I needed. I was thinking about what he needed. And
I think that's powerful. And I think the key words for me that he said was this idea of, in the end, we're going to be together, or we belong together, which is, again, that sort of soulmate type verbiage that keeps that sort of hope. It's like hope deferred.
Oh. Yeah. And
he was like, writing checks ain't nothing in the bank. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking, all I worried about was like, all right, soulmates have to have a crazy good connection. That's one out of whatever. And I was like, well, we got this and I don't see any other thing. So I should throw all my eggs in this basket. And then eventually I realized that, you know, love is more than that feeling. And if he was really my soulmate, we talked about this earlier. It's not supposed to be negative. You know, it's not supposed to be, I shouldn't be wondering if I'm good enough. I shouldn't be wondering, you know, crying every weekend, wondering why he's not going out with me or making me feel good, all these things. Like, it's, if he was really my person, it would be, not that you don't put work into relationships, but it wouldn't just be based on the strong connection. It'd be based on trust, commitment, all these things that we have in common.
Choice.
Yeah. And that wasn't it. It was toxic. And he's still, whenever I see him now, like randomly around town, he'll stop me and say, like, I know we're going to be together one day. Like, so good to see you. I know.
You better hope he never sees me again.
But that's just how it is. You know, I don't, you know, I now at a point where I'm like, you know, I don't think he means ill will, but I also am like, that is not a man that I'm going to spend my life with. Those are boy thoughts that like, those are childish things that like you think love is, where it's just a connection. You don't have to try. Like, it's so like so much more than that.
Yeah. And I mean, I would love to just like crack his skull open and see what in the heck is going on in there. But I think you also hit the nail on the head when you said, like, you know, that this is probably a common experience that people are having. With soulmates, with that question. So I do just want to say thank you for sharing that. I think a lot of people can probably relate or resonate with that. And I just want to say from us, from the Florida Grown Femmes, like, dude, you're not alone. We've all had that relationship where we're like, oh God, what was I thinking?
We all have that. We all have that fuckboy.
why did I listen to that thing that person said or believe them? Or like, dude, we've all been there. So
yeah,
you're definitely not alone. I think we covered a lot today though.
Yeah.
What do you think? You feeling good about this?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I think like for our audience and stuff, I'd love to hear what they think about soulmates. You know, we kind of talked about like how we feel about soulmates, but I'd love to hear, do you guys agree with us? Are soulmates predestined? Does God have a big influence on this? Do people see it? Like, what do you guys think? I'd love to hear what the audience thinks.
Definitely. So put that in.
I guess we should say like how they can comment and stuff. So you can now follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Instagram. Follow us on social media at Florida Grown Femmes Podcast. We're there. You can follow us. So we'd love to hear from you there.
And don't forget to subscribe for more laughs and heart to hearts, if you will. And we just want to say thanks for joining us today. And yeah. Our question next week is going to be, can a Christian be a feminist?
Ooh, big topic.
Talk to you soon.